made some too noble voyages, as I have heard men say. They started out from Aladdin and all on their market day. And as they were riding along as fast as they could ride, "Oh, stop your horse," says Jordan's, and for I hear some woman cry. "I will not stop," says Wilson, "I will not stop," says he. "I will not stop," says Wilson, "for a bit we shall be." Johnson, he got off his horse and he searched it once all around, and there he spied this woman lie with her head into the ground. "How came you here, dear woman? How came you here for to span? How came you here this morning with your head into the ground?" "Oh, they robbed me, they stripped me, they left me here fast bound. They left me here this morning with me head into the ground." So Johnson, he been a valiant man, but a man of valiant mind. He put his cloak all around her waist and he lifted her up behind. And as they were riding along as fast as they could ride, she put her fingers up to her mouth and she gave three shivering cries. Up jumped three bold and swaggering men with swords keen in hand, who then commanded Johnson, commanded him to stand. "Stop, I'll stand," says Johnson, "I'll stop, I'll stand," says he. "But never was I in all of my life a parade of any three. Johnson, he's killed the two of them, and the third he did not mind, when the woman drew a knife from out of her breast and she stabbed him from behind. Old Johnson, he spun around about and he fell down to the ground, and he cursed that wretched woman who gave him his death wound. Oh, the day it being the market day, and the people passing by, they saw this awful murder, oh, they saw poor Johnson die."
Hello, I'm Martin Carthy, and that song was called The Two Butchers, and the mandolin was played by Dave Swarbrick.
We'd like to do a song now called John Barleycorn. I don't know anything at all about it, so Martin, step in.
Well, I'm told that originally John Barleycorn was a song about the death and resurrection of the corn god, but it seems to have come down a bit by this time, and it seems to be just about beer, the god of beer.
Oh, there were three men came out of the west their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow John Barleycorn should die. They ploughed, they saw, they harrowed him in the throat, plunks all on his head. And these three men made a solemn vow John Barleycorn was dead. Oh, they let him lie for a very long time, till the rain from heaven did fall. Then little Sir John, he raised up his head, and he soon amazed them all. They let him lie till the long midsummer, till he looked both pale and wan. Then little Sir John growed a long, long beard, and so became a man. They are
fired at men with the scythe so sharp to cut him off down by the knee. They rolled him and tied him around, but the waist served him most barbarously. They hired at men with the sharp pitchforks who pierced him to the heart. But the loader, he served him far worse than that, for he bound him to the cart. Oh, they rolled him around and around the field till they came into a barn. And there they made a solemn mow of poor Jordan Barleycorn. They hired men with the crabtree sticks who cut him skin from bone. But the miller, he served him far worse than that, for he ground him between two stones. Little Sir John in the nut brown fold and brandy in the glass. And little Sir John in the nut brown fold proved the stronger man at last. For the hunter, he can't hunt the fox, though shall loudly blow his horn. And the tinker, he can't mend his kettles nor his pots without a little bit of John Barleycorn.
Many thanks, Brock, for the bass playing. Martin's going to sing a song called The Streets of Forbes. It's about an Australian bushranger called Ben Hall. Forbes is the street that they dragged the dead body of Ben Hall through.
Come all of you, Lachlan man, and a sorrowful tale I'll tell, concerning of a bush ranger who to misfortune fell. His name it was Ben Hall, and a man of high renown, who was taken from his homestead and like a dog shot down. For 3 years he roamed the range, and he showed the traps some fun. £1,000 was offered with Gibson and John Dunn, till parted from his comrades, the outlaw did agree to give away bush ranging and to cross the raging sea. Then went to Yuvan Creek, and that was his own downfall, for riddled like a sieve was valiant Ben Hall. It was early in the morning, all on the 5th of May, when the 7 police surrounded him as in his sleep he lay. Bill Dungan, he was chosen to shoot the outlaw dead. The others fired madly, as though they were afraid. Then they bundled up his body and they tied it to his bread, and they dragged him through the streets of Forbes to show the prize they had.
My Kind of Folk featured Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick. Next week, My Kind of Folk comes from Manchester and features the Foggy Duo and Cy Grant.